Hi, I'm Mandy Jordan from SIU Press. Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort. Last week, we began a recap of the amazing group of books the press published in 2025. To close out the year, we'll finish our dive into this group of new titles. While COVID-19 lockdowns affected nearly everyone worldwide, feelings of anxiety and fear were exacerbated for those already entangled in the criminal justice system. Scholars recognize the unique opportunity to study crime and the justice system's response during this period, though they soon realize that determining the pandemic's effects would be a complicated, nuanced process. Crime Corrections in the COVID-19 Pandemic, Responses and Adaptations in the U.S. Criminal Justice System, edited by Brianne Plagenkuhl and Joseph A. Schaefer for the Perspectives on Crime and Justice series, features analysis and findings from more than 30 contributors and 11 essays. The collection examines the multifaceted social, economic, cultural, legislative, and policy responses to COVID-19 and their impacts on crime and justice. It also explores how professionals across the criminal justice system adapted to unprecedented challenges. The Scenographic Model, 3rd edition, by Darwin Reed Payne, Ronald Naverson, and Brad M. Carlson, builds upon the theories and exercises in noted scenographer Payne's landmark text to provide a modern exploration of the practice of theatrical model making. With chapters on traditional and contemporary materials, tools, and techniques, the book serves as a foundational guide to understanding the historical, theoretical, and practical aspects of scenographic model making, making it essential for the beginner, generalist, and professional design practitioner. This comprehensive text provides information not just from theater, but also from other modeling disciplines and sources, including architecture, film, dioramas, dollhouse modeling, and model railroading. A useful resource for high school, community college, university, and community theater enthusiasts, it is an excellent reference book for theater designers throughout the country. Evolving Constitutional Rights, The Roberts Court and Criminal Justice, by Christopher E. Smith, Michael A. McCall, and Madhavi M. McCall for the Perspectives on Crime and Justice series, offers a compelling and in-depth analysis of how the U.S. Supreme Court has reshaped constitutional protections under Chief Justice John Roberts. The authors examine the court's significant decisions from 2005 to Justice Breyer's retirement in 2022. Revealing a complex judicial landscape where traditional doctrines are revised and fundamental rights are redefined. This timely and insightful book goes beyond historical rulings to offer a forward-looking perspective on the Supreme Court's role in shaping public safety, legal precedent, and the balance of power in American government. Essential reading for legal scholars, policymakers, and anyone concerned with the future of constitutional rights, this new volume provides a clear and authoritative examination of the Roberts Court's lasting impact on American law. A Real-Life Little Women, Sisters of Influence, a biography of Zena, Amy, and Rose Faye, is the untold story of three extraordinary sisters who defied Victorian-era expectations to leave their marks on history. Andrea Friederici Ross breathes new life into the fascinating stories of Zena, Amy, and Rose, intertwining their narratives into a captivating family biography. Born into modest circumstances as daughters of an Episcopal rector and a poet, the Faye siblings' upbringing in small-town Vermont was shaped by financial struggles, rare educational opportunities, and the early loss of their mother. Through her exploration of the Faye sisters' lives, Ross illuminates the shifting roles of women during a transformative era. From advocating for women's education to advancing the arts and social reform, Zena, Amy, and Rose exemplify the resilience and determination that bridge the restrictive norms of the Victorian age and the activism of the progressive era. Out of print in the United States since its original publication in 1915, Susan Glasspell's largely forgotten novel Fidelity tells the story of Ruth Holland, a young woman who returns to her small Midwestern hometown after 11 years' absence. Forced home by the death of her father, Ruth must face a family and community that have largely turned against her following her affair with a married man. In the vein of The Awakening and Madame Bovary, Glasspell's Fidelity holds an important place in the history of early 20th century feminist literature and is long overdue to be back in print. Students at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, under the guidance of Kevin McMullen, project manager of the Walt Whitman Archive, have resurrected this neglected novel. The text of this edition includes contemporary photographs of Susan Glasspell, a new introduction, and annotations throughout. Guy R. Hasegawa presents the first volume to explore the wartime provisions made for amputees in need of artificial limbs, programs that were the forebears of modern governmental efforts to assist in the rehabilitation of wounded service members. Hasegawa offers a comprehensive look at the artificial limb industry, including detailed descriptions of the ingenious designs employed by manufacturers, illustrations and photographs of period prosthetics, accounts of the rapid advancement of medical technology during the Civil War, and in-depth examinations of the companies that manufactured limbs for soldiers and bid for contracts, including at least one still in existence today. An intriguing account of innovation, determination, humanitarianism, and the devastating toll of battle, mending broken soldiers, the Union and Confederate programs to supply artificial limbs, new in paperback this fall, provides a fascinating glimpse into groundbreaking military health programs during the most tumultuous years in American history. The Vicksburg Campaign, argues Timothy B. Smith in The Decision Was Always My Own, Ulysses S. Grant and the Vicksburg Campaign, now available in paperback, is the showcase of Grant's military genius. Grant tried repeatedly to capture the Confederate River City. His final daring move allowed him to land an army in Mississippi and fight his way to the gates of Vicksburg. This volume presents a fast-paced re-examination of Grant's decision-making process during the Vicksburg maneuvers, battles, and siege. Smith details the course of campaigning on military, political, administrative, and personal levels. The successful military campaign required Grant to handle President Lincoln's impatience, as well as to deal with troublesome General John A. McClernand, all while juggling administrative work. In addition, Grant was more than a military genius. He was also a husband and a father, and Smith shows how Grant's family played a role in every decision he made. You can buy your own copies of these incredible new titles from our website at siupress.com. If you're shopping for the book lovers in your life, use code HOLIDAY when you check out at siupress.com for a 40% discount during our holiday sale that runs from now until the end of January. We'll be back to share more great reads with you in the new year. That's all we have time for today. This is Mandy Jordan from SIU Press, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort and tell a story.